Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not too sure if you can hear me, but Jenny's got a bit of a problem right now. She'll be with you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Shall not die of thirst.
I can hear you, Jenny. Great.
Oh, my word.
She's in there.
I was preaching along about walking through a garden feeling, and it doesn't have to be the garden, and just how wonderful it would be, and nobody was hearing any of it.
Well, I left a message just in case anyone could hear.
Yes, I did hear you, and that was such a good idea, because that's when I figured out I was going to have to call in. Blog Talk is mucked up again, because it worked fine yesterday.
Oh,
you know,
and
nothing has happened to my equipment in the meantime. So,
what a pain. Mm. At least we've got you now. That's good.
It is what it, you know. I was talking about the Lord's patience and love, and just letting us gripe at him whenever we needed to, and him saying, go ahead, you'll be okay, you'll feel better when you do, just go ahead, and, you know, letting us do that, and, well, you take it as it comes, I guess, right? There's nothing I can do about this, so this falls under the heading of accept what you cannot change.
Exactly.
So here we are, guys. Anyway, we still get to have our gospel hour.
Right.
And got some really awesome music. John came through again as usual, and we just have so much access to so much good gospel nowadays that you know, I gotta say it, God bless the computer age. I mean, you know, there are problems with it, but when you can still do this when you can't go anywhere, and you can still feel the love. You can still make the love.
Yes, you can.
That's a special thing. That's a special thing.
Very special.
And it all comes from the same place. So, hey, kids, we're good. And as you all probably know, the introduction song was In the Garden by Elvis.
Beautiful.
I thought that was an absolutely perfect song for today.
Yes.
So it was. And it helped keep me a little calmer when I found out my mic didn't work.
Yes, I bet it did.
Oh, my goodness. You know, if I could find, and I don't care if Blog Talk hears this, because they need to hear this. If I could find a network that was easy to function and use and welcomed callers during the show the same way, and was not any more expensive, maybe a little less, I don't know, but hey guys, Blog Talk people, if you're listening, I would switch.
You got to sort it out, Blog Talk.
Yeah, this is getting a little bit ridiculous, but you know what, like I said, it falls under the heading of things you can't do anything about, so just accept it and move with it, and don't I don't need a heart attack or a stroke, so hey,
no,
I'm good.
Sure.
And I'm trying to, a new diet thing that's set up by a doctor.
Oh.
Try to either cut down or get rid of my medications, including my diabetes medication. So that would be awesome if I can get that happening.
Mm.
So, hey, you know, the world is full of blessings as well as the garbage you got to deal with.
Definitely is.
So, hey, the second song we heard was one that John sent me.
That was beautiful,
and
too.
It was Josh Groban.
Was it? Oh, wow.
Really?
That surprised me.
Really? And it was called Be Not Afraid.
That was beautiful.
I thought, you know, that's a perfect hole filler when I have to not be able to talk until I can dial in.
Two great songs there, Jenny. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I'm running my show from a telephone call right now, guys. So the quality may not be quite as awesome as it usually is, but
at least we've got you. That's the main thing.
We can handle it. We can handle it. We can handle it. And I'm going to play something right now that's just going to lift us up and make us feel all better, except that I went right past it. Okay. J.D. Sumner.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm. The Lord still lives in this old house.
Beautiful.
We did a special video on his life, and he wanted to sing this song. He wanted to make this statement. I want you all to watch it as he sings this special song, okay?
I've never been one, y'all know me, I've never been one to get on stage and what you call testify. I always said my brother does the preaching and my sisters do the testifying, and I was the singer of the family. But this is my testimony, man. This was written especially for me, and just listen to the words. And this is J.D. Sumner. If I hope I can sing it, and I want to dedicate it to my brother, buddy. God still lives, and it's a watch. If this earthly tabernacle would be dissolved today, I'd trade it for a finer one that would not pass away, but till the day arrives when it's time for moving out, it's the has reigned since he's been walking up and down these halls. There's snow upon the rooftop now, and these hinges are near worn out. It's such sweet peace to know and fancy, and all I can boast about is that after all the years, the Lord still lives in this old house.
After all these years, the Lord
still lives in this old house.
There you go, guys.
That was lovely. What a voice.
Oh, yeah. Only
beautiful.
One man.
Oh,
ever
yeah.
Had a voice like that. I mean, there are other basses that they're beautiful. They're beautiful, you know. Ed Ings and the Gaithers. I can see faces, people, and the names are just flying right out of my brain like they were never there. But there are some beautiful bass voices out there, but, you know, I don't think anybody could do it quite like J.D. did.
No, he's got that extra something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got an extra
right.
Basement. That he's got a deeper basement. He's got three basements deep, just like a parking garage.
Oh, he was lovely. He's great.
Not everybody can do that. It's just
no.
It's not possible. Well, guys, today I just feel like it's a time to be thankful we've come through this far. For everything
yes.
That's going on now. And we have had some of those close to us get sick, but thank God they have gotten well. Some of their loved ones may not have been so lucky, but and some are sick right now, and we pray for them. We really pray for them. I don't have the names, but you know who you are, and you know that we love you dearly, and we are praying for you and your loved ones. And Rebecca, we know you're feeling under the weather for quite a while now, and you know we had good news last week, but that doesn't cover everything, I guess. And we're praying for you now so that you will feel much, much better very soon, like within the next hour and a half.
That'd
not be good. On you, Lord, but you know we really need this one. I do not know what takes my brain to those places, but I just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I have not been struck with lightning yet, so it's okay. We're good. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I found. It's a story joke.
Yeah.
I found it on, of all places, on Facebook, and I didn't remember who it was that I got it from, but it's so perfect. It's so perfect. And I was told that it's just a wonderful story, and I need to tell it on one of my shows. So here we go. In
okay.
fact, John said he loved it, and I needed to tell it on one of my shows. So I'm going to.
Yes.
If anybody's... You know, guys, I gotta tell you. If I say something about singing or telling a story or doing something crazy, mm-hmm. and somebody says, "Oh yeah, you're not brave enough to do that," or "I dare you," or "Oh, I don't think you can," or "You wouldn't," my response: watch me.
Yep.
As you get to know me better, people, you will know that if I say I will, I will.
That's it. Mm.
So, okay, this story. Now, put your laugh bones in and your wiggling bones because this is so good. This is just so
okay.
good. It's about Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
I know poor old Forrest had a really long run. And I'm talking about his life run, not his run across the country, just his life run.
Yeah.
So he finally dies and goes to heaven. And he's at the pearly gates, and St. Peter himself is there. But the gates are closed, and Forrest approaches the gatekeeper, who at this point is St. Peter. And St. Peter says, "Well, Forrest, it's certainly good to see you. We've heard a lot about you. I must tell you, though, that the place is filling up fast, and we've been administering an entrance exam for everyone. The test is short, but you have to pass it before you can get into heaven." And Forrest responds, "It sure is good to be here, St. Peter. But nobody ever told me about any entrance exam. I sure hope the test ain't hard. Life was big enough challenge." So St. Peter goes on, "Yes, I know, Forrest. But there's only three questions. First one, what 2 days of the week begin with the letter T? Second, how many seconds are there in a year? And third, what is God's first name?" Forrest leaves to think those questions over. Then he comes back the next day and sees St. Peter. And St. Peter waves him over and says, "Now that you've had a chance to think the questions over, tell me your answers." And Forrest says, "Well, the first one, which 2 days of the week begin with the letter T, shucks, that one's easy. That'd be today and tomorrow." So St. Peter's eyes open wide, and he explains to Forrest, "That's not what I was thinking, but you do have a point. And I guess I didn't specify, so I'll give you credit for that one." "How about the next one?" asks St. Peter. "How many seconds in a year?" "Now that one's harder," says Forrest. "But I thought and thought about that, and I guess the only answer can be 12. Confounded, St. Peter says, "12? 12? Forrest, how in heaven's name could you come up with 12 seconds in a year?" And Forrest says, "Shucks, that's got to be 12. January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. "Hold it," says St. Peter. "I see where you're going with this, and I see your point. Though that wasn't quite what I had in mind, but I'll have to give it to you. Okay. Let's go on with the third and final question. Can you tell me God's first name?" "Sure," Forrest replied. "It's Andy." "Andy?" exclaimed St. Peter. And he said, "Okay, I understand how you came up with your answers for my first two questions. But how in the world did you come up with Andy as God's first name?" "Shucks, that was the easiest one of all," Forrest replied. "I learned it from the song. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me." So St. Peter opened the pearly gates and said, "Run, Forrest, run!"
That's a good one.
I almost lost it there for a second, but I love that. That joke is spectacular. I love it.
Me too.
I hope you all enjoyed that little interlude with Forrest Gump and St. Peter. St. Peter does have a sense of humor, by the way. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
God's first name is Andy.
That's right.
I am is formal.
Andy is his everyday first name.
Oh, my.
And that's when you can tell your grandkids and your kids, too. That's okay.
Yeah. I loved it.
Okay, we need to we need to play a song so I can find the way to quit laughing. Or maybe I shouldn't quit laughing. It's supposed to be healing and good for you. I have a song that I was going to play on Easter, but I ran out of time. And John sent it to me. And it turns out that it's one of the favorites for both of us. So it's the Alexander Brothers, and they are, I believe, Scotsmen. If the brogue suit serves me right. But it's a fantastic song. And if you ever watched the first original movie of Titanic, this is the song they sang with the orchestra out on the deck of the ship as it went down. This is the Alexander Brothers singing "Nearer My God to Thee."
Though life will wander.
And that's been one of my favorites, right up next to How Great Thou Art, you know, for my hymns. And I just, when somebody asks me, what's your favorite hymn? Okay, How Great Thou Art falls out of my mouth first. I have to admit that, yes. But Nearer My God to Thee is a real close second.
Mm, that's beautiful.
It reminds you. Mm. It tells you. He's holding you as close as you will let him. And that's the key phrase. As close as you will let him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll take you right up on his lap and just hug you to his chest as tight as possible as possible if you let him. And when you're walking along on that beach and there's two sets of footprints and all of a sudden you're having a real tough time in life and you're thinking about giving up and you just, all you want to do is cry, throw up your hands and say, it's over. And then you look back and there's only one set of footprints. He didn't go away. He picked you up. So you're not walking on that sand anymore. That's why your footprints aren't there. He will hold you as close as you will let him. And that song, Nearer My God to Thee, just means that every minute you're trying to get closer. You're trying as hard as you can to be what God wants you to be. Hey, honey child, never think that you're going to be it. Never think we're going to be what God wants us to be, because that's not possible. Jesus was the only one that could do that, ever. But if you're trying, that's all he asks, is that you are trying. You just got to try. Never lose hope. Never quit trying. Because that's what matters, is that you're trying. So there we go. And you know what? He gave us Easter. And Jesus is willing to give us Easter. And that's why we can keep on trying. And we keep having that assurance. And we keep knowing that we can get closer and closer. So we have a very great gift that our Father gave us. Because without Jesus' willingness, it never would have happened. We wouldn't have the hope of eternal life. We wouldn't have the possibility of eternal life. But we have it because Jesus was willing to die in such a horrible fashion. And he did that because God said, I need you to do this. All of my children need you to do this. And so I said, okay, your will be done. And he died. But then he rose from the dead. And that's where the gift of eternal life comes from. Not his death so much, except that that atoned for our sins. That took care of that problem. But his arising from the tomb is what gave us the hope of eternal life. Just acknowledge him. And try to be what God wants each one of us to be. Sounds too easy, doesn't it? Well, that's how easy it is. God didn't want to make it hard. He didn't want to put three stipulations on it so you can, you know. That's just not that way. It is that easy. Of course, what you do afterwards might not be so easy. but he's always there to forgive you. He's always there with another chance. As long as you are sincerely trying. Now, if you're just giving it lip service, that don't count. Try to be sincere and keep trying. And on that note, we're going to listen to Elvis again. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died, Lord, to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear's gone. And life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then his death gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory, and I know he reigns. Because he
today, Jenny, on my Alexa. You just tell her to play Elvis's gospel songs, and she plays them all. Brilliant.
Well, I am glad you have that capability. I do not have Alexa. I do not want Alexa. I will not have Alexa. There you go with that one.
I won't be without it.
Honey, I've got Wi-Fi in my house. I feel very fortunate, and that's enough for now.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I go with something, it's probably going to be Google Home or something like that. Because I'm sorry, people that love Alexa, I apologize, but I do not trust it. I have heard too many bad things about it, and I just ain't going there. And that's just me. It's nothing really against Alexa. That's just me. That's how I feel. So
she can be a pain because 1 minute she's not on, and the next minute she turns herself on. A bit weird
exactly
there.
Exactly my point. I do not want anything in my house that can turn itself on.
Well, I can't blame you there.
That's a little too much brain for me, especially if there's a camera attached. No camera.
No camera.
Because sometimes I walk around the house in a way that's not good for public consumption. Let's put it that way.
Say no more.
No technology that turns itself on, especially if there's a camera. It's not going to happen. I value my privacy, and that's just how it's going to be. Okay.
No camera.
Oh, my God. There was again. My mind just took off on that tangent and went away.
Terrible.
Or good. I mean, you know, it's a... Adds a little variety. I mean, hey. Hey, Susan, can we hear you? This is what I've been waiting to do.
Can you hear me?
Yay!
Yes. Oh, hello. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I don't know what the deal is to begin with. Where did you find your invite, honey?
Well, I went into the trash, and then it was in there. But it wasn't in the trash of my phone that I have to speak in, which is just what I'm using now.
Yeah.
So I just mucked about with it, and then all of a sudden I turned it off, rebooted it, and it turned up in the one, in this one, my Nokia.
Oh,
that
cool.
I have to speak into.
What did I tell you about technology? What did I tell you about technology?
I know. Anyway, I found it in the end.
Good.
That's amazing. Good.
Awesome.
That's it.
I got to tell you, girls, Tanya is in on this too, because you three are the ones, you're in the UK, you're the ones I sent invites to. And I have room to add two more, which it only lets me add one more. But, you know,
I don't have
another person to add right now. I mean, you know, that would be okay. But
he's in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need his email.
Okay, I'll get into it.
He's never given me his email. I need his email. And that's all I need. I need his email. But the whole thing is, kids, is that I have put you in my invites so often that now when I click on my invites, all three names just come up exactly in the string like they need to be. All I got to do is copy them in.
Yeah, that's right.
I cannot... As long as I'm doing that, honey pies, there is no way I can forget one of you.
Yeah.
No.
It can't happen. It can't happen. So please do not ever think that I forgot one of you, because it's an automatic deal. All I have to do is do two clicks, and all three of you are in there for invite, and it works great.
Mm.
Now, we know you wouldn't, Jenny.
No, because I had it on one phone, my iPhone. But the one I had to speak into, I didn't have it. So it was a bit confusing, but like I said, I mucked about with the phones, and I got it.
As long as you found it. That's the important part.
Yeah, I did.
As long as you found it. Okay. We're going to get on with our Sunday stuff here. I've done my bit, Pritchin. It probably isn't going to be the last bit either, but... As long as you guys hang around, I know it's okay. we have had, I mean, this pandemic that's been
fluxing us, and just, I for one, is driving me totally insane because I'm not going to get sick. The virus is afraid of me, and that's a good thing. So it's going to stay that way. I'm not letting it in. I talked to my mama Friday. In fact, I was late for Shauna's show because I was talking to mama. But my mom is very important, you know, at this point.
Yes.
She is doing
very,
very fine. She's not sick. My aunt, who is in poor health anyway, is not sick with this. She's just dealing with
good.
The usual things that she always deals with. So that was very, very good news. Now, guys, I don't know if you know this or not, but my mom is a year younger than Elvis would be. Elvis, 85.
Aww.
My mom is 84. She was 84 on March 29th. And please God forgive me because she has, I forgot to send her a birthday card. So that's the first time in about 30 years I forgot to send my mom a birthday card. So, but anyway, she is doing beautifully. Nobody knows what's going on with my brother. Last anybody heard, he was in a sealed room in the hospital. With pneumonia.
Aww.
So they don't dare let him out amidst all of this stuff or he would be gone. But one good blessing is that his daughter is a nurse at that hospital. So we always get updates.
Yeah.
So when he gets in the hospital, we know about it because Karen calls us. And when he gets out of the hospital, we know about it because Karen calls us. So it is kind of a good situation because last we heard, he was in a sealed room in the hospital, so he's safe. And my mama is good. And that just made my heart feel so, so good because she is 84. My aunt is, how old are you, Annie? 80. She's got other health issues. So her kids, thank you, God, for such wonderful cousins. They will not let her leave her house. They do her grocery shopping. My mama goes over and takes her trash cans out to the curb. They won't even let her out of the house to do that. They do everything for her so that she will be okay.
Yeah,
and I am so thankful that I have a family like that that watches out for each other and makes sure that each other is fine. And sometimes it's really hard being 1,700 miles away when that kind of thing's happening.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I do have a brother that's only, how far away are you, Robert? 150 miles. But I don't know. He's still rebuilding a car with my ex, so I don't go over there. I never know, and I'm just not gonna. I'm just not going there. So, but that's not happening right now, of course, because nobody's going anywhere right now. I just kind of want to let you guys know that my mama's doing good, and she is almost Elvis age, and she's still, oh, my gosh, I bet she could get out in the middle of the floor and dance a jig. I really don't think so. She is just a live one. I hope I am as good as she is when I am that age, and I will be even better. I've made up my mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of those mind over matter things, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of,
yes,
chronologically, I'm getting older, I know, but I'm not ever going to get old. So anybody expects me to act old or get old, they're going to be very, very disappointed.
Why not?
I'm just going to be right like this until the day I die, and God takes me home, and he'll say, well, girl, what are you doing here? It's like, I don't know, it was your schedule, not mine. So, anyway, Susan got back.
I'm back.
Yeah, she's flying back to the UK. Yeah, now she's back.
You're flying about
from here,
again, Susan.
Don't get rid of me. Susan's our flyer.
Okay, guys, you know what? With all this, where I was going with my mama being okay and my brother being in the hospital, my aunt being okay and all that stuff happening, all of my sisters are all right. And kids, I got a big family. I really do. And I haven't heard of anybody that's caught this stuff. Thank you, God. But one thing we have to remember, there are those that still have to keep certain things running.
Yes.
Nurses and doctors. My brother's in the hospital. Nurses and doctors. His daughter watches over him. Thank God. And the hospitals, the doctors' offices are pretty much closed down, except on special emergency things.
Same here.
Mine is as well.
Our grocery stores are still open, man, and they still have regular hours. I can't believe it, but this is awesome. Mama says her grocery stores are still open. The pharmacies, all of the emergency workers.
Yeah.
They sometimes are working from home and go to the stations and stuff when they get emergency calls, but you still see the police cars patrolling around. You still, you can count on the firemen. You can count on the ambulances. I hear sirens still. You can count on the people that fly the life flight helicopters. You know that if you need something, if you need to go to the grocery store for bread and milk, I mean, here it's not a problem. We have bread and milk. Elsewhere, maybe not so easy. But people still have to run those services. I still go to work in the hotel overnight. Sometimes I sit there on my hiney for 8 hours without seeing anybody, but I'm there just in case it's needed. So there are those that still go out and about, that still take care of things, because people still need things. Regardless of how tight they think the lockdown is, I'm sorry, it just ain't that tight. When people need things, they need things. And we have.
I know, but there's a lot of people ignoring the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's true, too. And
seeing
you know
that
what?
Up here.
Be it on their head. You know, that goes
well.
I
want the people that they're spreading it to.
Yeah.
But there's a song I want to sing that speaks to that.
Yeah.
Because each one of those people are special. And God has put it in their hearts to be there to help make things a little bit easier for the rest of us.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play Alabama, Angels Among Us.
Oh, lovely.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times, and had me down on my knees. There's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand. A phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places to grace us with their mercy. In our time of need, oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live. Teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
With the light of love. And you know what? It's not just human angels that are down here with us right now. We have God's angels among us. That's what it's all about, people. That's what it's all about. And you know what I'm going to sing right now? Well, I'm not going to sing it. My gosh, Jenny, what the hey? You didn't sing that. I'm going to sing.
Sorry, I'm laughing here.
Okay. See, nobody else has to say those things. I say them to myself. It's okay.
Oh, my word.
We got to pick it up and get the feet moving a little bit, kids.
Yes.
The Gaither Vocal Band. We are going to have them do The King Is Coming.
You know, the first time he came as a helpless little baby. But the next time he comes, my friend, he's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And in that day, every eye shall see, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is indeed Lord. And the marketplace in downtown Birmingham is going to be empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In our great courtrooms, no more debate. 'Cause work on earth has been suspended, my friend. As if the King comes through the gate.
Come. and happy faces are gonna line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed, and broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he set free, little children and the aged, hand in hand stand all aglow, and those who were crippled, broken and ruined, now clad in garments white as snow.
Birmingham, I want you to get your hands together in praise and celebration for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng and the flurry of God's trumpet. Of sin and wrong, regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grand stands all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. Start to sing, amazing grace, for the King is coming.
They're great.
He is so fantastic.
Great, though.
And the Gators do it pretty good. They really do. Time for one of our requests. I'm going to have to get on this. I got three more, so it's going to be back to back, guys. Now,
okay.
Now. John sent this one, and we've got such good songs today. It's just a fantastic way to bring the peace into your heart and to carry with you through the week.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about. This one is called Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. And I really do hope that in some small way, he uses me that way. But that's what this song is about.
Lord, and where there's doubt you faith, you there's despair in life, let me bring home. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there's sadness, ever joy. Dying that we're born to eternal life.
I think that's a very, very good thing to hope for and to ask the Father for, especially now, is to be a channel for his peace. That's what I'm hoping one of the things is that these shows give to each and every one of you is peace, because this is the way to have it. You let the Father handle it. He's got it. We don't have to really worry about it. We just have to take all precautions and do what we can on the human level. But he's got it. He knows exactly when it's going to go away and not be a problem anymore, too. And he knows if it won't. We don't have to worry about that. He's going to take care of it. We just need to have his peace inside of us, which brings his love. And that's what we can share. We each one can be a channel for the Father's peace and love.
Amen.
That's really something to aspire to, isn't it?
Mm.
That's something good. I like that thought. I really like that thought. And that really takes us into the next request, as soon as I find it. It's been happening to me a lot this week. There we go. This one is, I got to, hang on a second. Okay. Hi, Susan, you're back.
I'm back, my love, yes.
I thought I would.
I was just thinking, I used to go for all this.
Oh, my God.
No. You've cursed me.
You're back.
For you, Susan. I
truly do.
I'll be back.
That's okay.
I'll do an Arnie. I'll be back.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Yeah.
Well, honey, I hate to break it to you, sweetheart, but you ain't got the body for that line.
No, I don't think I'd want his body either.
Well, but you know what?
I prefer my own.
I don't think he's really got the body for it either, because a woman can really say that and be scary.
I don't like bodies like that anyway. I don't think they look natural.
No.
The big muscle, that no.
Even the women, when they do that bodybuilding,
they look awful.
Look right. Yeah.
They look awful. A woman should have a curvy figure, and that's it, my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, the bodybuilders that are women really kind of take it to the next level. Some of them can be beautiful when they are competing, as long as they let their muscles relax and look natural when they're not competing. And some of them are so built up, they can't do that.
Yeah.
No, it looks awful. All the veins and everything sticking out. Yeah.
I think that's bad. Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
That doesn't turn me on at all.
If your bones stick out like
definitely
that, you don't want bruises, honey. You don't want to do that. Okay, Jenny.
No.
Right. I'm going to play another request from John.
Lovely.
And this is by Don Moen.
Okay.
I've never heard of him before, but this is a nice song.
No, I don't know that name.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, cool. This song is called God Will Make a Way.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys. Whatever you've got in your mind or in your life that has any concern for you, just remember, God will make a way. If it's something good or something loving, God will make a way. Something helpful, something to give others peace, God will make a way. If it's something to give your heart peace or love or whatever else it might need, God will make a way. So don't give up, because when you least expect it, that door is going to open. And there will be what you need. All because the Father cares. The Father loves each one of you. And He will make a way. Just remember that. I want you to. I have one last, there it is, one last request. And this was actually from last Saturday and didn't have time to squish it all in. We had so many good songs and I missed this one. But you know what? I do want to say thank you to everyone who's been listening and spent this Sunday afternoon or evening with me. I hope that it blessed your heart. I hope it will take you through this next week and help you to give that peace and love to others, even from a distance. You got to keep it a distance. But smile. Smile and just say, hey, the Father loves you. It's going to be okay. They'll know. They'll feel the truth of that. And that's all that matters. The rest is up to them. But you have given them a small portion of God's peace and love. Even if it's just a smile, or if you can smile and say it's going to be okay, God's got it. That's all you need to do. God will take care of the rest. So there we go. Now we're going to, okay, by name, I want to say thank you to Anne. You are so consistent, sweetie. Now that you've got your stuff all squared away, you don't bebop at all, and I love it.
Oh, thank you, Jenny.
And I can count on you if my mic's not working to take it in hand and say something on the air, let me know my mic's not working. And I do appreciate that, Noem, because that's the only way I have to tell. I've got no other way to know. So that's fantastic. And Susan?
I'm back again.
You're back again to say goodnight. You're so consistent. You make my heart happy. You really do. You make my heart happy, honey, because you keep coming back and I love it. Forget what they say about a bad penny. It doesn't matter.
No. Keep bopping back.
I thank you. I thank you. And Susan has been a blessing to me ever since I've known her. She's pretty consistent. She's pretty consistent. Sometimes I have to say, hey, girl, get off of it, man, when the, you know, the X's and the hearts and the whole bit show up. But, you know, she's just being herself. She's being herself.
I am.
And that's okay. You know, I love her. I love her.
Thank
I love you,
Aaron.
You're awesome.
Thanks, sweetie.
All my friends here on these chats are totally awesome. I love Brandon and Angel and Marissa. I don't know you very well, Marissa, but hey, girl, I love you. And Rebecca. I've known Rebecca for quite some time, and I am so glad that she's gotten some good health news, and I hope that the rest of her health clears up very, very soon. And Tanya, you are such a sweetheart. I love you too, girl.
Yes.
I hope your situation just gets better and better. God,
we've got some dear friends.
He knows you need a way. God will find that way Just, I know you're trusting him, honey, and that's all it takes. Just do that, and you and Steve are going to just fall into that way, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. So,
amen.
I love you, John. I love you, Shauna.
Yes,
I
do.
Angel, I don't know. Did I say Angel? If I didn't say Angel, I'm saying Angel again. So there you go. You're all so wonderful. And I have such a good circle of friends. And we support each other. We love each other. And that's how God was making it to be. He meant for us to care about each other and help each other. So especially in this time of sickness, we need each other, kids. We need each other, and we need to spread this love and caring around, even if it's just with a smile. We need to do the best we can and know that it's going to come out okay on the other end. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you for being with me. And we've got a funny to go out with. We're going to miss about a minute of it, but hang with it anyway. You can listen to it later. It will record. This is John's fault. I thought I'd let you know that.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, there you go. The Night Jack Daniels Met John 3:16 by James Payne.
Thank you so much.
I remember the night, end of my road, in a motel in Nashville, searching for hope. In my hand was a Bible I read as a child. On the table was a bottle that was driving me wild. I poured the whiskey into the glass. I prayed it would help me forget my past. Then I read how Jesus died on that tree. And I poured out the whiskey and fell down on my knees. And that night old Jack Daniels met John 3:16. God's word broke the hold that he had over me. I traded Tennessee whiskey for Calvary's tree. That night old Jack Daniels met John 3:16. Now when I see those old friends that I used to know down at that old place where I used to go, they tell me I'm different than I used to be. Oh, and I love to tell them what happened to me. That night old Jack Daniels met John 3:16. God's word broke the hold that he had over me. I traded Tennessee whiskey for Calvary's tree. That night old Jack Daniels met John 3:16. That night old Jack Daniels met John 3:16.
night, y'all. And I hope you have a great week coming up. Just remember, give somebody God's smile. Share that love. See you on Saturday, next Thursday, for a regular show. Saturday, Sean and I might do something special, so show up for it. You'll love it.